Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Batman. Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Everybody, this is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another epic episode of Ask Drone You.
Epic indeed, Paul. Guys, welcome to episode number 117, a special July 3rd / July 4th episode.
Cue the fireworks. Okay, those were the fireworks sound that you are used to, you love, but also may end up burning up some props as you try to fly through them.
Yes, be very, very careful. That's lesson or message number one today.
Message number one for the day is, don't be that guy.
Do not be that guy. Be safe.
I you know, there are so many things that we've got to go over. We have so many new listeners now, and I just want to make sure that everyone knows, you know, there are automatic TFRs during July 4th. Homeland Security and the FBI have put out terror alerts for the 4th. There have been an increase of incidents. That also applies to drones, though, because of airspace restrictions. So we've got a lot to go over this episode, and we're not here to scare you. We're here to give you the information you need to know so that you can fly in certain places, really enjoy the event that is going on that we like to call July 4th, the Independence Day. But there's also some other really cool news out there.
You're ready to get into that? You sound like you're ready to get into that.
I am down.
Just chomping at the bit.
Down. I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
All right, guys. So you know it's July 4th. You also know there are automatic TFRs. So what would construe an automatic TFR? Well, are you near a professional football game? Are you near infrastructure, government infrastructure? I'm talking about dams. I'm talking about levees. I'm talking about bridges. And also, I'm talking about fireworks. Now, there aren't going to be major TFRs around smaller fireworks shows, but if you're in places like Denver or Los Angeles or San Francisco, you can bet your butt there is a TFR near your nearest large fireworks show.
And the important thing here, Paul, is that people need to be aware that they need to check because it's the scenario, the situation's different from what they're used to.
This
so
is true.
Don't go flying based on previous assumptions or the way things are normally.
Don't drink and drone either.
That's a big one.
Don't drink and drone.
Please don't drink.
There's going to be.
Don't drink and do anything
everyone,
except sit on your butt.
Everyone loves it when you pull out your drone because every dude, child, and woman comes up to you and gets a droner as soon as they see you. And we are going to do a video on droners, by the way. So stay tuned for that awesome content that's coming out. Yes, you are. Yes, you're
going to
be in the video.
No, I'm afraid not. Paul's going to be doing. Anyway,
I'm talking about people that get excited when they think about drones.
Yeah, there's a lot. Obviously, it's a novelty, and they're just cool.
They get perked up.
Yeah. Gee, money. They are very cool. But one of the things we've actually talked about, Paul, is let's encourage people to not even take their drone out.
Correct.
Because there's going to be more people than what you're used to everywhere that you're normally flying, in the parks, wherever you go. There's going to be people out.
And also, if you're a Section 333 holder, you know that you're supposed to be 500 feet away from any people or buildings or any of that stuff. So you really got to make sure if you're a 333 holder, you've got more rules to follow than the average person. But, you know, Rob, you're right. There's going to be a lot of people out there. And, you know, I still see even, like, intermediate pilots having problems with orientation, meaning when they're turned around, the camera's facing towards them instead of away, and they're reversing their controls and they don't really understand it. So, you know, like I said, everyone gets droners. Their heart is pumping when they see a drone, but you don't want your heart pumping when you hit somebody.
Yeah, and that's a good point, your heart pumping, because you're going to be, your adrenaline's going to be flowing a little bit more intensely if there's a lot of people around and you're not used to flying in that situation. It's going to feel different. And if you're not used to that, it could impact your ability to fly well.
Yeah, just, you know, don't be the overconfident guy. Don't be the drinker and droner. And don't be the maverick. You know, Drone You, we're not here to really pump up our pilots as the maverick, the best pilots in the country. And we don't like people who like to pump themselves up like that. It's just not conducive to the type of flight that we like to enjoy, right? We like to educate. We like to spread knowledge. We like to help other people enjoy the freedom of flight. I mean, we're here for the passion.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you're like, absolutely. I'm passionate over here.
I know.
Rob has only gotten on the sticks a few times, but Rob is also one of the best, and I mean best, best co-chairs, co-hosts that I've ever had the fun of doing podcasts with. And if you're wondering.
Oh, I enjoy it. It's good. Your passion is good.
I feel like this is that moment. I forget who that Democratic senator was in 2008, but that, yeah.
I don't remember.
I feel like that was a yaw moment. So
yeah, I don't like politics.
Yeah, I don't either. But I hope people, you know, stay educated and realize who the source of their information comes from.
So for those folks that they're saying the heck with it, I'm going to go fly, mm-hmm. whatever their reasons might be.
Correct.
We won't judge those. Kind of name off top five things for them to be considering in terms of safety.
Okay, safety. Well, let's go over places you can't fly. Let's go over places where you can find information where you can fly. And also, there's some new state laws that just enacted this week where it's going to make it very difficult for you to fly in the entire state. I'm talking about you, Florida. I'm talking about Floridians. If you haven't read the legislation that just came out this week, it's actually being enacted and executed this week. You're going to have a lot of limitations. If you're wondering where you can't fly, check out tfr.faa.gov and you can see all the TFRs that are out there. Automatic TFRs are going to happen over all professional sporting events. It used to be 30,000 people and more, and now they've been more loosely defined as just professional sporting events.
Okay, which probably is not going to be football this time of year, but that's okay.
No, it's not. But soccer. Think about, you know, soccer. Football, the Rocky soccer. Stadium is still having a huge fireworks show, and so is the Broncos Stadium. So
yeah. Actually, there's a big concert this weekend at the Rocky Stadium.
Oh, I might have to hit that up while I'm in Denver this weekend.
I don't remember who it is, but supposedly it's some Grammy winner.
If it's concert, Grammy winner in Denver, I don't care who
Rocky
it is,
Stadium.
I'm probably in.
Probably. So. Cool. Yeah, I'm sure it would be a great time.
I could even be, you know, the little rock pit at the top of the Rocky Stadium. Even if the concert was on the grass, I would be totally stoked to be up there.
Just cool to be a part of it.
I would love my own space and no one knocks over my drinks or my shoes don't get ruined by people stepping on them. Anyway, all right, let's get back into safety. Other places you shouldn't fly. So other automatic TFRs are, again, for the things that we said we don't like to talk about, and that's politicians. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a senator near you, whether they're having a meeting or a party or any of that, there will be a TFR, and you can get arrested for flying. Even this weekend, Rob, I was in Austin flying with some SUP guys. For those of you guys who don't know what SUP is stand-up paddleboarding. Had a great shoot, lots of fun.
Sure, everybody knew what that was. But carry on.
I will. And anyway, I was talking to another pilot in the area and said that he had actually been arrested the location that we were flying. And I said, really, why? And he's like, don't fly by the dam. Whatever you do, just don't fly by the dam. Like, that's all I have to say.
Why?
Just don't fly by the dam. Because it's infrastructure and the president made those soft targets.
Interesting.
So now they're protected, meaning if you fly around them, you're actually breaking law. And you can be arrested. Your equipment can be taken from you.
Yeah.
So guys, just, you know, don't mess with the feds.
No, absolutely not. So, and what else? So, we've got things like your pre-flight checks. Should be doing those all the time.
Yeah, and if you need the pre-flight check forms, if you need the flight logbook forms or the maintenance logbook forms, you know, you can get those on our website. We'll give them to you for free. All we need is your email to send them to you. Super simple. The other thing, you know, that we haven't talked about is that there are going to be TFRs around major fireworks shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't talked about how flying near fireworks can affect your flight. You know, when you're flying with air that's heated, you're going to increase thrust much easier. But the other thing is that if you actually get hit by a firework, the firework is going to melt the blade instantly. Like there's really no stopping that. I mean, if it's smaller fireworks, obviously nothing's going to happen, but you get the right firework up there and you could have a problem.
Yeah. And if you come down because of something like that, you hit somebody, they're not going to, it's still your fault.
Yep.
Because you were up there in the first place.
Yep. So also, you know, if you're flying this weekend and you're not insured, don't fly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, seriously, don't fly. I mean, do you really want that on your conscience that you hit someone,
wouldn't
hit
even
a building?
Be fun.
No, I wouldn't. I would never enjoy flying again after that. Yeah. Like, just to know I hit somebody.
Right. But even prior to that, even just going out and not being insured, understanding what the risks are. In this very litigious society, people are always looking for a free ride.
Some, it's true.
Not all. But we don't want to be putting ourselves in that situation.
So if you want to fly on July 4th and you're afraid of hitting someone, you can hit me. Because I would love to sue you and get a free ride.
That's right. Get, buy a few more drones?
Yeah. You know, I would love a new helicopter. Hope you got your piggy bank stacked because I'm coming for it.
Yeah, this week, I know what you're going to be doing. You're going to be out looking for drones trying to get hit.
I'm not going to tell everyone where I'm going to be, but I'm going to be on the rooftop of a building in downtown Denver with a very special seat to all of the fireworks, and I'll be in a place where I can fly. So unless the Rocky Stadium TFR extends beyond 3 miles, if it does, then I might not fly. And honestly, I might not even fly, period, just because last year I filmed the Rockies, and that was cool, you know, and it was really cool. Never even got... people are actually like, wow, you did it well without endangering anyone or flying over anyone.
It's
like,
that's the goal. To not endanger somebody.
Exactly. But anyway, that being said, you know what? It's July 4th. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, just relax. Go out, have some fun with your friends, your family.
Yeah.
If you like to drink, have a beer or two.
And that's the thing. Coke. You know, one of the things that I see a lot, Rob, is people have a drink or two and they still go out and fly. Because people are so stoked to see a drone fly.
They just start talking and somebody starts saying, hey, I can fly a drone. I do this with my drone. Hey, let's go check it out. You have it with you? One thing leads to another.
The heart pumping to the adrenaline to the droner. It happens.
To the drinking and droning.
To the drinking and droner droning.
Yeah. Don't do it. Please.
Don't do it, guys. And we've got a lot coming up here at Drone U, so I just want to make sure you guys are aware of it. We're doing the first ever question and answer webinar. We're going to have all of our kind of staff on board. So if you've got any drone questions, whether it's about equipment, it's about the 333, it's about where you can fly, it's about how you can film, it's about what cameras to use, it's about what filters to use, whatever your question, you can ask Rob.
You can ask Rob, and then I will forward that question on to Paul, and he'll actually answer it.
I'm gonna try and get some of our other pilots on the webinar as well, so that you'll have our engineers on board. You guys know I'm not the best drone builder. I'm really a pilot and a cinematographer, I like to say. But I've also got new news. We're gonna have another podcast coming up. I got some news this weekend.
Oh.
Someone was filming a feature film with a GoPro.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, and if you find out how much you got paid, your mouth will hit the floor.
See, guys, this is good stuff because I think a lot of people don't... I know this is something that you've been preaching for a long time, but I don't know that people really, really believe what's possible with the GoPro.
But now we've got the proof.
There's some serious proof in this pudding.
That, and the pudding is going to be good.
It's a good pudding.
Unlike a box of chocolates, we actually know what we're going to get in the pudding.
Yes, we do.
I'm really
green.
Tapioca is good.
Really?
I don't know. I haven't had it since I was like 5.
I'm not big into tapioca, but you're good. I mean,
caramel, peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Well, guys,
going downhill real fast.
This is, if you are still listening, that means you are an avid listener of this podcast, and we thank you so much. So guys, if you would please write a review on iTunes for us, you'd be surprised on how much that actually does for our podcast. And it's a way for you to say thank you to us and us to say thank you to you publicly. So please, guys, get those reviews in, subscribe to our podcast, and that way you'll get them downloaded automatically so you can keep up with all the questions, the nuances, and the things that you need to know to be the best pilot and really maintain that competitive advantage.
Yeah, another great thing that folks can do for us that's really, really helpful, Paul, is share the podcast. I'm sure everywhere that they listen, there are share options, and that's very helpful too. Share it with your buds.
Definitely, definitely. And we really appreciate it, guys. You know, what we're trying to do is spread the word, keep it safe. We don't want anyone to be that guy who ruins it for everyone. So, guys, we would appreciate it. You would appreciate it. Your friends would appreciate it. And the education that they're getting about drones.
Absolutely. And by the way, I just want to thank our international listeners, Paul, as we do our Independence Day episode here.
That's
doesn't
true.
Really apply to them.
So
thanks for hanging with us.
And I recommend you celebrate July 4th with us because
yeah, sure.
Why not get an extra day to go on vacation?
Absolutely.
Come
join
on.
Join in the fun.
Come on.
We come one, come all.
Everyone, fireworks. Well, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget our webinar this coming Monday. Question to answers, whatever you want to know. And we appreciate any reviews and subscribe, guys. Thank you so much. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And you're listening to Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.